Here we are.
I am very disappointed.
Is there any way you can reach him?
I don't know that he wants to be reached.
Oh my god, look over there.
Here come the midget robots.
Ooh. Wow. Not exactly R2-D2, but it looks like they came from the same trash can school of design.
I wonder, will they speak?
I don't know.
Hello, I am Dominique. Who are you?
Wow. Do robots get laryngitis?
I think that one needs a little oil.
Ask it to do something.
Will you carry my bag, please?
Look at that!
It's picked up your bag!
Good, robot. Good. Now sit.
I think this one's mine. Will you take my bag, please?
It's too bad they don't talk.
Show me to my room.
Yeah, that's okay. Dominique will speak for them. It sure is bright in here.
Everything is white.
Man, I'm glad I brought my shades.
Well, looks like we all get our own room, whether we want it or not.
Where is your room?
Oh, it's way down that way. And yours?
At the other end.
I'm too awake to sleep. You want to go for a walk?
In the castle?
No, on the beach.
How do we get down there?
Well, I noticed a terrace and steps that lead down to the ocean. Come on. So, this is our last voyage.
This is the last.
And then what?
I don't know.
Hey, listen. Do you hear that?
It's coming from the castle.
I wonder what it is.
Claudine, the first time we met in Montreal, I watched you move from one realm to another, and with such ease, I never knew which side you were from.
What do you mean, which side?
Well, you know, from this side or the other side.
Jack, reality isn't woven into sides.
Is reality woven?
Of course it is.
Woven by what?
By the way we see. By the way we see it.
Okay, that's fair enough. So, which side are you from?
There are no sides.
Okay. Then where did you learn to do what you do?
From the other.
Okay, so it's not a side, it's just the other.
Don't think of sides.
Okay, no sides. But you move from one to the other with such ease.
It's not that easy.
How do you do it?
It's timing and purpose.
Well, timing, I understand, but purpose, you can't just will something, can you?
No.
Well, what purpose could there possibly be?
Does a purpose have to have a purpose?
Probably.
Remember when we had the conversation about language? And you said that words create realities.
I did?
Yes. You said because of the power of words and the images they create, instead of becoming closer to the reality we are trying to describe, we create an alternate reality. A reality that's removed from the one that is real. And that is the illusion we live in.
Somewhere next door to reality.
Yes.
We live in an illusion created by words.
By and large, yes.
Our own word-built illusion of reality.
Ours and everyone else's.
Well, that's too bad. I'm rather fond of words.
I think you are rather fond of fantasies.
Are we straying from the subject at hand here?
Do you remember when you said that human beings cannot see movement?
Yeah. What we see as motion is really rapid still shots that our mind is constantly taking and arranging. So we think we see motion, but it's really just individual snapshots, flickering, like a film. And our picture of reality is made up of shots we choose to use, and how we choose to arrange them.
How do we make that choice?
What we're taught, what we believe in. It's crazy, but That's how we make choices.
So your snapshots are different than mine.
Apparently.
So where is truth?
Maybe in madness. But you, you're strangely sane, Claudine.
Maybe my reality isn't as fixed or as solid as yours.
And in this lack of solidity, there's fluidity.
Maybe I know how to slip between those still shots.
Really?
If people knew how fluid it all is, I think they'd become very frightened.
Yeah, so do you act as some kind of ambassador or diplomat that can flow with such fluidity from one side to another?
Jack, there are no sides.
Oh, right, yeah. No sides and no walls.
Just the ones you've built in your mind.